This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Why did a gunman open fire at a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, killing four people before apparently taking his own life? We still don't know. The AP's Tim McGuire.
On the campus of St. Francis Health System in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a man armed with a handgun and a rifle opened fire on people on the second floor of a building housing outpatient surgery and a women's breast health center. Deputy Police Chief Eric Daglish says police encountered the shooter just minutes after getting the call.
I don't know how long the call took to come in, but it appears as though the whole thing was a four minute or so time span.
At least four victims and the shooter are dead. I'm Tim McGuire.
Nicholas O'Brien rushed to the scene to check on his mother, who was in a nearby building.
Once I got here and then heard that she was okay, the shooter had been shot and was down, I felt a lot better. It still is horrible what happened.
Mourners gathered yesterday at a Catholic church in Texas to say goodbye to Robb Elementary School teacher Irma Garcia and her husband Joe. Irma died in the shooting at the Uvalde, Texas grade school. Joe died 2 days later from a heart attack after visiting his wife's memorial. Today, the House Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on a gun bill. It would raise the age limit for buying a semi-automatic center-fire rifle from 18 to 21. Democrats call it the Protecting Our Kids Act. A vote by the full House could come as early as next week. Russia's economy is collapsing, says Germany's vice chancellor, because of Western sanctions. He says time is working against Russia as it presses on with its war in Ukraine. 4 days of celebrations honoring Queen Elizabeth II, 70 years on the throne, are underway in Britain. This is AP News. They've had the first day of testimony in the Bill Cosby sex assault case in California. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
I want to go. I want to leave. Those are the words a witness says a 16-year-old Judy Huff told her minutes after a forced sexual encounter with Bill Cosby at the Playboy Mansion in the mid-1970s. Donna Samuelson, Huff's best friend at the time, was the first witness in the case in which Huff is suing Cosby for assault. Samuelson, who was just 17, said she wanted to spend the rest of the day at the famed celebrity playpen and was upset that her younger friend wanted to leave until she told her Cosby had tried to have sex with her. Samuelson shot two photos of Cosby and Huff together that day, images shown constantly to the jury on day one of the trial. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The number of people who are quitting their jobs is at a near record high, 4.4 million in April. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.